We begin with Chelsea Parson. She's vice president for the Center for American Progress, and she specializes in guns and crime policy. And good morning to you, Chelsea Parsons.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to hear your voice. You say a gun is stolen from a private owner every 67 minutes in Louisiana. That's a staggering number.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we were able to get some new data from the FBI about how frequently guns are stolen in every state across the country. And what we found was that, you know, the numbers were really quite high. And so, you know, looking at just some of these numbers, you know, in 2015 alone, more than $4 million worth of guns were stolen from gun owners in Louisiana.
Well, over the course of a three-year period from 2012 to 2015, your report shows nearly $500 million worth of guns were stolen nationwide, amounting to 1.2 million guns. In states like Louisiana, are we ahead of the curve on this dubious statistic, or are we about average? How do we fare with the rest of the nation?
Yeah, so what we did was we looked across the states at what the different numbers are. And Louisiana had, you know, in the top 15 among the states when it came to the numbers of guns that were reported stolen. One thing that is worth highlighting, though, is that we believe that these numbers are probably an undercount in many states, because in most states, gun owners are not required to report to local law enforcement when their gun is stolen. And so it's certainly possible that there are even more guns that go unreported when they get stolen as well.
We're hearing from Chelsea Parson. She's the vice president for the Center for American Progress, specializing in guns and crime policy. And if you'd like to join the conversation, 297-5633 locally, and outside the Baton Rouge area, 877-217-5757. Please send any emails to talk@talklouisiana.org. The states that lead the pack on stolen guns, I'm looking at the list, Chelsea, Alabama, California, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Ohio, South Carolina, Texas, lots of southern states. Is that because we have more guns in this region?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, it is when you look both at gun thefts from individual gun owners and when you look at robberies and burglaries of gun stores, you do see higher numbers in some of the southern states around the country. Now, whether that's because there are simply more guns and there are more gun stores, that could certainly be part of it. But that is a trend that ATF has identified as well.
You note that stolen guns become untraceable and thwart the ability of law enforcement officers to solve violent crimes. What can be done to address this issue?
Yeah, I work on gun policy, and there are a lot of aspects of it that, you know, we get into these debates that really just seem like there will never be any resolution. And when it comes to this particular narrow issue of how can we prevent guns from being stolen, I really do think that there are some very simple, hopefully non-controversial things that we could do. So, for example, when it comes to thefts from licensed gun dealers, there's more that Congress can do to help ATF be able to assist gun dealers in being able to better protect their inventory. And so right now, under the current federal law, ATF doesn't have the authority to even require a gun dealer to put a lock on their door. And so while, of course, most responsible business owners who sell any kind of product have taken security measures to protect their inventory, these numbers suggest that clearly there are too many gun dealers who have not done so. And so empowering ATF to be able to better regulate the gun industry would be a really good first step. You know, when it comes to thefts from private gun owners, I mentioned that most states don't even require gun owners to report when their guns have been stolen. That's a really simple fix that would help law enforcement better identify when these thefts happen and the circumstances, which can then help them craft better policy and enforcement solutions to help prevent gun theft.
Most states do not require people to report when their guns are stolen.
That's right. Only 9 states do.
Your number shows that 7 of the 10 states with the highest number of firearms stolen from gun dealers are in the southern part of our country, and between 2012 and 2016, burglaries of licensed gun dealers increased 48%, robberies of licensed gun dealers increased 175%, and during this period, nearly 31,500 guns were stolen from gun stores nationwide. You say this is an ATF issue. Is there any kind of legislation that would address this?
Yeah, that's right. So ATF has actually been incredibly concerned about this dramatic rise in thefts from gun stores. Over the past 18 months, ATF has implemented new alert policies to let gun dealers know if another store has been hit in their region. ATF has really been kind of pounding the pavement in communities around the country with their licensed gun dealers to try to get them to take better security measures to help prevent these thefts, because these numbers and the fact that they have increased so dramatically really is a very serious public safety concern. Earlier this week, a congressman from Illinois, Representative Brad Schneider, did introduce a bill in the House that would require gun stores to lock up their guns during non-business hours. And the theory there is that when you require gun dealers to lock up the guns after business hours, it makes it much harder for burglars to do the kind of smash and grab burglaries where they, you know, break through the front window and just grab every gun they can find and are out in 90 seconds. And you see those kinds of burglaries fairly often. And so this legislation would just require dealers to lock up the guns when the gun store is closed, and then it would direct the Attorney General to look more deeply into this issue of security measures at gun stores and offer more guidance to gun dealers about how they could better protect their inventory.
It would appear that this might be an area of consensus between people on opposite sides on the gun issue overall, but is there pushback on any kind of legislation to do the kinds of things you're suggesting?
You know, I would hope that this could be a place where we could kind of foreclose the usual arguments that we get into about guns. I mean, this really is just about protecting, frankly, the personal property of gun owners and gun dealers in the interest of protecting public safety by making sure these guns don't end up in the wrong hands. You know, nothing is easy and non-controversial when it comes to talking about guns and legislation about guns in this country. So, you know, I think we'll see. But I would like to think at least that this particular issue is one where we could listen to law enforcement and really come up with a narrowly tailored approach that could help address this problem.
Your number is 877-217-5757 for Chelsea Parsons, who is the Vice President for the Center for American Progress. Reginald in Mid-City. Hi, Reginald. You're on Talk Louisiana.
How you doing?
Fine.
Good. I think a solution to that would be smart guns. The police union was against it, but if they smash and grab it, still make the guns useless, just like they have our cell phones.
All right.
I think that's a great point. I think smart guns, the potential of smart guns really is substantial. You're exactly right. It would make that gun useless if somebody were to steal it. Law enforcement has been some law enforcement has been supportive of this idea of having smart guns that can only be used by the owner. So I think that the technology is kind of very close to being ready to come to market. And I think we're, you know, the future of gun safety technology is really exciting.
297-5633 in Baton Rouge and 877-217-5757 elsewhere. Tommy in St. Francisville. Tommy, you're on with Chelsea Parsons of the Center for American Progress.
Hi. I wanted to know if there was any statistics on having the guns in homes stored in a safe, a locked safe.
All right. What about a locked safe? Does that show that this kind of thing decreases?
So that's an excellent question. And one of the reasons that it's hard to create smart policy in this area is we don't have that kind of information. And so the only information we were able to obtain is just that number, the value of guns that were reported stolen. But I think that certainly it just is common sense that if you keep a gun locked up in a safe, it becomes much harder to steal. One of the things that we've seen anecdotally around the country is that many of these thefts are occurring from cars and trucks. So people who are parked in places like a sports stadium and leave their gun in the car, and then it ends up being stolen. And so that's another place where, you know, thinking through locking up guns wherever they're being stored when they're not in use is a way to help thwart theft.
Is this something that you think will be a relevant point of discussion, or is this a 1 or 2 day topic, Chelsea?
I mean, I would hope it would be a relevant point of discussion. I think that, you know, when guns are stolen, everybody loses, right? So if your gun owner suffers a loss, right, it law enforcement is hurt because you have crimes committed with these guns and it's impossible to solve them. And the community is hurt because we know that stolen guns don't just disappear. They end up in underground markets where they're traded and sold and end up used in crime. And so this seems to be a place where we can clearly identify that there is a problem. You know, the numbers from ATF suggest that problem is rising. And so it seems to me that this is a place where we should spend a little bit of time trying to zero in on how we can help reduce these thefts in a way that, you know, kind of doesn't inflame the usual politics around issues of guns.
Chelsea, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to a return visit. Chelsea Parsons, Vice President of Guns and Crime Policy for the Center for American Progress. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.